Graham proposed adopting a communist China-style social credit system for racists, saying, "Let's make it impossible for them to have a life. No bank account, no ability to travel, no passport, no benefits, nothing." The nominally right-wing talk show host went on to call for an end to anonymity on the internet, backing up a petition which has demanded that social media companies require people to register their identity with their profiles. Critics have warned that this would serve to stifle free speech further, as those in fear of being cancelled from their careers would not have an avenue to express their political beliefs online free from financial ruin. Others have noted that Mike Graham and Boris Johnson have both been accused of being racist before, begging the question as to who will determine who is or is not racist. The recently formed anti-woke news channel, GB News, has also prostrated itself on the subject, with presenter and former Tory PR guru Guido Harry taking the knee live on air on Tuesday. Harry said that prior to the Euros, he was not in favor of the England players taking the knee before every match. However, he said, "With the benefit of hindsight, I may have underestimated how close to the surface the racism still is. I actually get it, before standing and dropping down to perform the BLM-inspired kneel." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.